today on Rockin' the Suburbs?
I'm a Del Winnie girl. Scotch.
All right, Patrick, so you made it to Rockford.
We made it, Jim, safely. You made it as well.
I did. I didn't travel with the rolling crew that,
no,
that
in the vessel.
We heard about over the last, you know, couple of episodes. But yeah, all of us made it to Rockford safely, amazingly, and we had Suburbs Fest there.
We did. It was great. The weather was very pleasant. We had a great place to stay. There was fun stuff to do before and after all the events that we had. And got to say a huge thanks to Pig Minds Brewing for having us there. It was just a wonderful place to have the setup, and they were so professional, and the beer and food was delicious.
Absolutely the best. Absolutely the best. Loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it. All right, so this show is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And as we mentioned, we held our latest Suburbs Fest in Rockford, Illinois in June. Mm-hmm. We picked Rockford because I had a connection there. I lived there back in the 90s, and so I knew several people there, and it just seemed like, hey, let's do it on friendly ground, right? So that's what we did. And we had a good group of listeners who attended. Really great to see everybody, right?
Yeah, it was. Yep, some first-time faces, some old familiar friends, and a great mix of surprise guests, too. Paul Trapp showed up out of nowhere, which was fantastic, and all kinds of people. It was really, really fun, and everybody I've talked to or heard from since has had nothing but glowing things to say about it, so I feel great about that,
too. It was really a blast. So, some of the first-timers, I believe, were Paul Trapp, Paul Hayden.
Yes, Paul Hayden.
Clay Cochran.
Yes, Clay Cochran was there. It was wonderful to meet him.
And Scott Isom.
Scott Isom, out of the blue. What a surprise that was. That was fantastic.
That was great. But many, repeat attendees. And we had, again, you know, people came from as far away as New York State and California.
Mm-hmm. That's right. On both sides of the country. Craig Rosen, Jason Goble, two of our dear friends. Both made it. Very happy to see them, as always.
And Eric Didrikson from New York and Mike Coley from New York. Yeah,
that's right. So, all the way up there. Jason Goble likened it to summer camp, but he said he had a lot more fun than he ever did at summer camp when he was a kid. So.
It was great. It was great. So, so on night one, we held a podcast recording event at Pig Minds Brewing, and we had five area artists come up and they played some songs and they hung out for interviews in front of the live audience. And so what we're going to do here is we're going to play those episodes over the coming week. All right.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's going to be great. You're going to hear some live music right here on the show and get to know these folks a little bit better. So first up today, we're going to hear from Emily Hurd. And Emily is a singer-songwriter from Rockford. She has recorded 19 albums.
Wow, I know.
Yep. And she brought her young daughter to the show, and that was
cool.
Really,
it really
sweet,
was.
Right?
She sat there right next to her while her mom was playing, eating a pizza and drinking a soda and watching her mom
there
sing.
You go.
It was great.
What a magnificent childhood, right?
I know.
Okay. Despite hanging out with us, but I mean, I'm
That's
talking
right.
more about the mother-daughter thing. Okay, so with that, let's hear now from Emily Hurd.
Please welcome to the stage, Emily Hurd.
Emily.
Hi. So I'm going to play three songs for you. I was going to play three brand new ones, but I have my daughter with me here. Just a really small one with the pizza. Anyway, I said, what should I play tonight? And she requested this one, so I'm going to give it to her. This is a song that I wrote called Kiss Me Out of My Right Mind. For anybody that's having a, I don't know, like tough day, here's for you. I overthought it. I just tried too hard. Love, I overshot it, shooting for the stars. I hold it all together, only to watch it sever. But I'll be feeling out of my right mind, and I'll do no wrong. I've been everyone's sunshine for far too long. We'll be having a high time when I don't gotta be so strong. Kiss me out of my right mind, where I belong. I think I overdid it, everything I've done. Happiness, I hid it, shining like the sun. But in the evening air, I will lay my soul out there. I will spill it all out there. I'll tell you, you're the one. Kiss me out of my right mind, and I'll do no wrong. I've been everyone's sunshine for far too long. We'll be having a high time when I don't gotta be so strong. Kiss me out of my right mind, where I belong. My thoughts, they double cross me, no matter what it costs me. But if you get me lost, we might just find a way. Oh God, I miss distractions stealing all my time. I get no satisfaction when I toe the line. Lay me beneath a big tree, let all the moonlight hit me. Now that I'm not a mystery, don't kiss me goodbye. Kiss me out of my right mind, and I'll do no wrong. I've been everyone's sunshine for far too long. Song for my daughter. This is the one that the kids like me to sing when it's the summertime, so I'm going to go ahead and do it. I don't think I'm offending anyone here because it's Bar. It's a song called Whiskey Neat.
Streets. I'd like to try to find a hideout in Carolina and dance the blues right off of my feet. I'm aching for the ground somewhere down next to Raleigh in a town where I don't know a soul save for you and the sound of the wind blowing in by the ocean. We begin to forget the pace of the places we've been. I do away with the days that I spent dismayed about the bills and the debts that I could not repay. I'd kick the dust right off us from the city's upper crust and do just what we will, never what we must. I drink my whiskey neat, I drink my whiskey sweet, and I am breathing out all of the city stories. I like to try to find a hideout in Carolina and dance the blues right off of my feet. For a soft little loft where I am kicking my shoes off, and then I ask you in, and the door gets locked. You lay your back on the cracks of this sleepy little shack off a tired road on a tired path. lips. I think that I could find a good reason to give up my whiskey need. I drink my whiskey sweet and I am breathing out all of the city streets. I'd like to try to find a hideout in Carolina and dance the blues right off of my feet. I'm hoping to be freed from the speed by an opportunity to take the slowest ride by the fastest means down to the tide, where I'd hide from the ebb and flow inside this highbrow world. And the times I've cried, I'd sip on scotch while I'd watch how my lover went and got himself right into my mind, to the loving spot where I am still waiting till both our glasses can be filled with whiskey that we pour. My whiskey sweet and I am breathing out all of the city streets. I like to try to find a hideout in Carolina and dance the blues right off of my feet.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, I'm gonna play one more. I brought a cheat sheet, it's new. Kind of like, I feel like if Janis Joplin got really sappy, this is what she would want to say. But it's just, when you just feel overwhelming feelings of gratitude, and I don't usually sit down to write a song when I feel really happy. Usually you sit down when you got some other things. But this day I was just feeling so grateful, and I wrote this song. So it's called The Reverse.
The fireflies catch you, and some wake-up calls have no sound. You say I came to your rescue. You got it turned around. Some nights the drink makes you sober. The best times are born from the worst. You think you needed my shoulder. Baby, 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 you got that right, but you got the reverse. I thought I was shy, but tonight I got words. Clothes wear the body, and hearts can feel empty in space. You say you're nothing without me. Oh, you got it backwards, babe. That it hurts. You swear I spared you from dying. Baby, 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 you got that right, but you got the reverse. I thought I was shy, but tonight I got words. You say you're mine, honey, I was yours. The occasion I rise to is you. You Our book don't tell the whole story, and my love don't fit in this verse. You say that you're grateful for me.
Emily Heard, everyone. Cheers for Emily.
Do I go down there?
Yeah, come on around.
Hi.
There we go.
Hello.
Thank you, Emily, so much.
So my first question I wrote down while you were playing.
Sure.
Do you drink your whiskey neat?
I do. It is a true song. I do drink my whiskey neat. Yes.
Just the way you were raised.
It was the way I was raised. It was medicinal.
Yeah.
It was medicinal. And now that's just the way I like it.
All right. Yes. Any particular kind that you like?
I'm a Dalwhinnie girl. Scotch.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I also like Balvenie, the Obanns, Glenfiddich, Glenlivet.
Yeah.
Lefroy. I like the Smokies too.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is beyond my palate, I think. I'm like, you know, I look for like what's on the bottom, you know, shelf when I go in and then look for what's on sale down there.
I get you. That's only the fancy. I'm still a doer's girl. I'll do all that stuff. That's just fine.
Emily, I was going to ask you, I thought it was really interesting tonight. You said first I was going to play three new songs and then somebody else had some requests and you had other things. As a songwriter who's been doing this for quite some time now, where do you carry like those old songs that you've written with you? Are there some that drop out and sort of aren't with you anymore in your repertoire and new ones replace them? Or do they all come into kind of the big place where you've written them?
That's a really good question. I have forgotten a lot. It's kind of like riding a bike. I wouldn't do it live. The ones I played, I sort of remember. And I use a lot of rhyme, which was a trick I learned when I was a kid. I would walk around like, when you get the first rhyme, it's like the whole rest of the song takes care of itself if you develop a good pattern. I think when somebody requests a really old song, though, I'll say like, come to my next gig, I'll have it ready for you. You know, just so I can, I sang it in D. Oh yeah, I changed a couple things and right. Yeah.
Well, yeah. You've recorded a lot of albums.
Yeah.
Like how many albums?
19.
19 albums, everybody.
They're not all good.
When did you start writing songs? Were you like her age?
I was.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, my albums, I don't have a lot of money, so I record them largely live. And then if I want to add on, you know, some instruments, we'll do a couple overdubs. But for the most part, you get what you get and kind of commit to doing it that way. And I like it. I think it's raw and good. And maybe that's just an excuse to do it that way. But you got to, you know, it's a lot of radical acceptance. Wow, that was a really flawed thing. But I don't know. Like sometimes I listen to those old records like Van Morrison's, his Astral Weeks, like the record, right? And like everything's all over the place. Like the drummer doesn't know what he's doing. Like, but it's classic. And you don't listen to it now and think, boy, the drummer didn't know what he was doing. You're like, this is timeless, you know? So once it's captured, I feel like you get to let go a little bit.
That's how it's meant to be, right? Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, like how old were you when you started writing your own songs?
I don't know. 7, 8. I mean, really? I mean, they were pretty rudimentary. Yeah. I had the song about hay and a needle.
They weren't
and
whiskey
neat. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
At what point did you feel like you really were getting good at songwriting?
I'm embarrassed to answer this question. That's a good question. I think that up until the last 5 years, I let what people, like the first time I won or placed in a songwriting contest, I was like, okay, now I'm okay. Like I was waiting for some sort of approval. I wish I would have had the confidence in my 20s as I do in my 40s, where you can just kind of say, oh, I'm doing my thing. I'm just part of the thing. But I was looking for so much more approval back then. And Yeah, when I placed in a songwriting contest, or one of my songs ended up in NCIS, and I was like, I've made it, now I'm okay. But that I shouldn't have waited for something to happen, you know, in order to feel confident. Or you know, I don't know why we do that to ourselves, but I think that's maybe sort of human. Yeah.
That's all right. Life, right?
It's kind of, yeah.
It's tough. Other people.
Yeah, other you know, people, man. Yeah.
It's tough.
Oh, well, that Whiskey Neat song is just a spit in the face. One of my earliest reviews I sent to that No Depression magazine. And yeah. she said Emily Heard could be really great if she didn't use so many words.
Oh, boy.
I thought, screw you, lady. I'm going to say even more words. So.
Right. And I just want to point out, you are on an international podcast right now.
Oh, so okay.
That's so. Right.
A couple quick things I want to ask, since you brought them up. You mentioned the songwriting competitions you would enter.
Yeah.
And one of them caught my eye, which is the John Lennon songwriting contest.
Yeah.
Like what is that? Like, that sounds really impressive.
Listen, it's gambling. It's my one, like, vice. It's my gambling. I'm trying to win money and things off these contests, okay? Otherwise, why I do it, right? But so John Lennon had, like, this really... And I was a good one to win because they had all this good gear and, like, plugins and stuff that I wanted. And I got it. It was like I forget what the category was on that one. And I usually just enter them to try to win things, to be honest with you.
But like, is like Yoko the judge, or like, how does that work?
No, but that is kind of intimidating. Usually my category falls into Americana of some sort. So I'm not getting any of the judges that I'd be like, oh my God, Tom Waits is listening to my songs. You know, that I'm not getting him as a judge. I haven't had one of those things where I saw who the judges were and really had a like, oh, my heart. So I don't know who's judging anymore.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. My specific songs.
Emily, as a songwriter who's, you know, like we said, well established and met with success, do you still take inspiration from newer music that's released, or do you still have your ear to people that are coming up and were where you were, you know, a long time ago?
Yes. Yes. What you're listening to is the same thing that I was listening to before. You're looking for people who are kind of tapped into their own muse. It's not about like the sound. I hear it sounding different. I hear them being produced. You probably hear that too. You hear the music today being produced differently than, mm-hmm. you know, all the different generations we are. But you can feel who's... Joni Mitchell has this like classic line, like, was your song written from the muse or was it written from the ick? And I thought that was so cool because that's really true. I know when I'm writing from the ick. I know when I didn't need to write that song. And then you can tell which songwriters really like worked for it and plugged into their muse. And those are the same people that would probably call to me in my 20s as what calls to me now. And they can be young and old and whatever, right?
Yeah, very interesting.
So I think when you started playing, you mentioned the first song was one that your daughter really likes.
Yeah, she knows the words to that one. So
okay, so if Patrick, if you want to bring the mic over there, and we could ask her, like, what do you like about that song?
I just like the rhythm in it.
I saw you dancing in your chair.
Yes.
While that song was being played.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, rhythm. You know, that's good the reason. First thing when you're a kid, right? That's what you latch onto, right?
Right.
How is it having a mom who's like, you know, playing piano like that all the time around the house?
It's cool because sometimes I can help her.
Yep. What does it sound like at 5 o'clock in the morning in our house?
You singing?
Yeah, and we still get up. I still get up early every morning and do it, and the kids have gotten pretty used to the waking up early and doing that. She's had music in her life her whole life. She's named after the Bob Dylan song, Visions of Johanna. She was supposed to be Annie, but the song came out on the way to the hospital, so she got... It's a sign!
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's yeah.
Do you play music too?
I play the piano, but none other music.
None other. You're right. That's her answer.
That's a pretty good one to pick.
That's a good one.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's absolutely true. So, one more thing I want to ask you.
Sure.
You mentioned a song in NCIS, and I want to tell people here that you've had music featured in some various TV shows, NCIS, 90210, The Good Wife, Melrose Place. I mean, big time shows like that. And so the only question I came up with here is, how does that happen?
Super luck. So it's like you just have to, if anybody out here is doing this songwriting thing, like I don't feel like I'm in a position to give advice, but I also don't want to withhold any good things that I might have. Just whenever anyone says, do you have, just keep saying yes. Like I remember it was a time in like the 2007s and some company was like, hey, we're pitching to TV and film. Do you have any? And I'm like, sure. And I just gave him all my stuff. And I thought nothing would come of it. And I didn't even have TV. I didn't even have TV when it happened. And then my Uncle Dave called me from North Carolina and goes, your music was just in NCIS where they served a human eyeball in an ice cube at a bar. And I didn't have TV and I had no way to watch it. And I was like, no way. And I, and you know, the money hadn't hit my account from BMI, the musicians royalty companies. And I thought, no way. And so I had to kind of like scour the internet and go to a friend's house and whatever. And sure enough, this like heartfelt love song is behind this part where the bartender delivers a human eyeball in an ice cube.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay.
I mean, it's every musician's dream.
Right, right? That's all I ever wanted. I mean,
right. You have something like that, Patrick?
And no, that's never happened, I have to admit. And yeah. I've probably never written a heartfelt love song as good as anything Emily's written.
Well, there's that too. There's that too.
What is the latest thing that you're working on now, Emily?
I'm working on a record. I'm really taking my time with it. Usually I would do one a year just for myself because I like having a deadline. But now I'm spending 2 years on this one. The collection's called Girls Gotta Do, and it's a empowering record. All the songs I'm writing lately, I feel like my muse right now is this like very powerful woman that just wants to be heard and not forgiven for anything. And, you know, I'm a Midwest person and I sugarcoat everything, and Midwest is in my veins and everything is my pleases and my thank yous. And sometimes I don't even tell the truth to my family because I'm trying to be nice all the time. And I want to write a record that's not nice and that actually allows me to, yeah, thank you. Another woman gets it. That lets me step away from saying it right or nice or pleasing to somebody else and just say something for myself. So that's awesome. My project for
that's
now.
That's cool. Yeah,
that's great. When do you anticipate that'll be finished?
Next year, hopefully.
Next year, hopefully. Yeah. Okay.
All right. What's the best place for our listeners to find your music?
EmilyHurd.com. All that money comes to me. Or if you don't want to do it that way, then I'm on everything else. But EmilyHurd.com, I get all the money.
Go there. Go there.
Yeah.
That's good. All right. All right. Okay. Before we let you go.
Oh, that's right.
We have the bag of questions where we randomly select a question that I wrote earlier.
Oh, awesome.
In the day. Okay. How's that pizza, by the way? Is that good?
Yeah.
All right. She likes the pizza. Oh, I got to say something about the bag of questions. Just real quickly. Last year when we did this in front of people, and I had like a paper bag with like a marker, like a question mark on it. And I said something like, we really need a new bag of questions. If somebody could make something, that would be great. And lo and behold, our listener, Kurt Gallagher, he messaged me and says, my wife is great with stuff like that. I guess sewing bags of questions. And and they sent me this beautiful, it's like velvet, purple velvet bag.
With it's worthy of Crown
like
Royal.
Drawstring on it. Inside this lining, I don't know if you can see very well, it's like spacey. It's like outer space stuff. It's like really nice, right? So let's hear it up for Kurt and Mrs. Gallagher.
Thank you, Kurt and Mrs. Gallagher.
The questions are still as bad as ever, but that's, okay. That's all right. So here we go. I'm going to pull one out. Okay. All right. Wasn't expecting a specific songwriting question, but I guess it works, right?
Okay.
What's the worst lyric you've ever written?
Oh.
This is normally not a mean-spirited kind of show, but you know, I thought it might be fun, you know, to ask.
Okay. The whole first song. Do you want to hear the first song I ever wrote?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You'll never guess what I found the other day. I found some explosives in the hay. So I put them in my pocket because I thought I was a rocket and I zoomed all the way to the moon. I would have liked it better if I had had some cheddar, but instead she gave me Swiss. Ba-doom, boom.
That's not fabulous. Bad at all. That's not bad
I know. At all. I know. If you're just going up from there, that's pretty damn good.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Emily Hurd, everyone.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Emily. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. And thanks to Emily Hurd. You can find Emily's music on Bandcamp and the major streaming services, or visit Emily Hurd. That's H-U-R-D. EmilyHurd.com, where you can purchase her albums. So do that. Tomorrow, we will continue this series of live podcast episodes. Tomorrow's guest is singer and guitarist J.F. Gaziano. You're not going to want to miss that. And now, we will play out with a song off of Emily Hurd's live album, Meanwhile, I Love You. This is Inside the Frame. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan. Thanks to Patrick Foster. Thanks to everyone who listens to the show. And we will talk to you tomorrow. And by the way, I want to give out thanks to Hans and Brittany and BJ for handling all the gear and sound and setting all this stuff up and running all this. They are really, really, they're really great people, amazing people. All right.